Hi, and welcome to C3 Church, Bridgman Downs. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
How good is it to be in church on a cold morning? This is really warm. Did you walk in this morning and notice it was about 10 degrees warmer? It's so good. I'm from England. I should be used to the cold. I am not, and I never will be. I am eternally grateful for living in this wonderful city, in this wonderful state, in this wonderful country. Thank you, God, for warmth and Brisbane. Amen. Well, what's our series about this month? We are talking about You Asked For It. And the subject I've got this morning is freedom. 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 Okay, Mike, come on. Come on, come and do the freedom thing. Ready?
Freedom! I need the blue cross.
Oh, you do need the blue cross. I haven't got quite the decibels for that one. Sorry about that. Freedom. Anyhow, won't even try that. Okay. Freedom. Do you know, it's one of those things that we talk about and people will fight for. I mean, you think about how much people will fight for freedom. One man's terrorist is one man's freedom fighter. But people are prepared to put a lot on the line for freedom, prepared to put their life on the line for freedom. But do you know what the most amazing thing is? We're just going to start with a wonderful scripture. I want you to look at this scripture. This is a scripture from John 8:36. So, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. So everyone out there fighting for freedom, putting everything on the line for freedom, if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. We are free, people. We are free. Okay, but let's have a look at what that means to be free in actually our experience. First thing I want to start with is what are we really talking about here? We say the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. So we've got different aspects. We've got one aspect that is legally free. We've also got our experience. What am I free from? And what am I actually free to? So first thing I want to talk about is legally free. Because let's face it, that matters. Who knows, normally we're set free. If you go to jail, you're set free when you served your time, right? You're allowed to go free. But supposing you've got a life sentence, and you're never going to be set free. Because of something we've done or something we are that says, actually, no, you're condemned to be in this position forever. You see, as humans, that's actually the situation we're in. Because we, as individual people, and each one of us knows it in our hearts, it isn't PC to talk like this, by the way, we don't talk about sin in the general world, but let's be real, we don't do what is right. And every one of us, if in our heart of hearts, we know it. We do know it. Humans have this amazing capacity to actually not only do wrong, but know they're doing wrong. It starts young. It starts really young. I can say to a little 1.5-year-old who's got the most beautiful big blue eyes, and I can say to her, darling, don't feed the dog any more cheese. It's not good for the dog. And this is what happens, right? Ready? And she looks at me, and butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. So she knows, even at this age, she knows that she's doing wrong, and she's going to do it anyhow. How good is that? But who in our, we do know that. We still know. I can look back in my life, right? You have, sometimes you have moments when you just see yourself doing something. I have a moment in my life when I can look back in my teenage years, and who knows, you can be full of angst and full of angry and full of ugh in your teenage years. So you look for someone to take it out on. I had a brother 6 years younger, and I took it out on him. And I can actually still remember to this day seeing myself doing it. And I think if we're honest, we can actually all do that. We can all say, I'd love to think I didn't do wrong, but I know in my heart of hearts I've done wrong. So what does that mean? It means we live a life We're imprisoned by our own nature. So we're legally responsible for the outcome, which is separation from God. We're legally responsible for that because we've done wrong. But what I love about that freedom comment is that this is the best illustration I've heard, because it's very simple. It's God as a judge looking at us as we come before that throne, and he says, legally, what you have done is wrong because you've lived that life, that you've lived a life when you've been doing wrong, and you are responsible for that. We are legally responsible. We have to pay the penalty for that. But then he takes off his wig and his gown and everything else he's wearing, and he comes down and he stands beside us, and as Andrew and Mike both said this morning, he puts his arm around us and he says, but do you know what? I love you so much. I love you so much. I am prepared to send my own son to pay the penalty for that price, for your sin, so you can be set free. And that is how much he loves us. And that is the actual freedom we get, that he has said, although we deserve it, we have been set free because of what his son did for us. I'm going to read it out from Romans 8, 1 to 4. All right, here it goes. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own son in a body, like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. He did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fully satisfied for us who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. Isn't that awesome? That is what he's done for us. So that means each and every one of us who has accepted Christ, put a hand up and said, listen, Lord, thank you for what you've done for me. I accept that you have paid the price for my sins. We have been brought into that amazing relationship, and we are totally free. We are not bound by a single thing, and we live our lives completely and utterly free in every respect. No, we don't. Don't, do we? We know we do. We've got it legally. But what is happening? This is why this is one of the you ask for it questions, I reckon. Because we can say, hang on, I know that I've been legally set free. I know that all the power of Christ is available for me. But why is it that I'm still sometimes, that addiction is still on my life? Why is it that that insecurity is still threatens me at times? What is it? What is happening? What is happening when we know the power of Christ? We know the authority of what he's done, that this is still in my world. All right, what is it? Curly question, folks. Curly question time. Right, let's have a look at it. I like to consider it from the point of view of something I'd like to call elephant chains. Elephant chains. Now, what they used to do with elephants is this. They used to get an elephant when it was a little baby and put a chain around its leg, stake it to the ground, and then let that elephant just pull against it and pull against it. And sometimes, of course, that elephant would chafe and it would really hurt, so it'd stop. It'd learn to stop pulling against it. And as it grew, they would loosen it slightly so the elephant's leg could grow into it. And then they would keep it chained to the ground and the elephant would learn to pull. Then do you know what happened after a while? The elephant stopped pulling because it knew it was chained to the ground. But here's the thing. Even when they actually unchained it and released it, so the elephant was then actually totally free, the elephant still thought, it was so used to it, it still thought it was bound. Still thinks it was bound and will still actually act and live like it's bound, even though it's completely and utterly free. That's been pulled out from the ground, nothing is holding it. Legally, that elephant is free. However, it's acting and living like it's bound still. That is what happens to each one of us, I think, is that although we have been completely and utterly set free, we have all got elephant chains. And God's heart for each and every one of us is to get rid of our elephant chains. And this is what he does from the time we become a Christian to the time we die, I reckon, is getting rid of our elephant chains. Getting rid of our elephant chains. What are those elephant chains? What sort of things do we have that we can live with? Shame and guilt. I'm going to go through a few here. Just probably they'll resonate. I think they will, because we're all humans. All of us have got elephant chains. Inadequacy, not good enough. Rejection, negative thinking. How about worries and anxieties? I said addictions before, expectations. Belief systems, you know, life is against me, nothing works for me. Any of these can be an elephant chain that ties us. But do you know what the mighty grace of God is? Not only does he set us free when we become a Christian, but then he sets it up for us. It's just awesome when I work. It's just awesome. He sets it up for us to work on setting us free from that moment, from our elephant chains, from that moment on. Free from elephant chains. So how does he do it? Well, I actually think a lot of what he does is simply through church, through actually just coming, through actually just being here. Ironically, he does it. Some things come off really quickly. Some people have said, look, as soon as I became a Christian, I got released from, I don't know, some addiction. It just went poof, gone. Fantastic. However, a lot of us don't experience that. But Mike was talking about the love of God this morning. I think this shows the love of God. We come in, and maybe we're just sitting here, and we can hear the same thing 10 times, 20 times. And something just tweaks in us. Because, you know, God's very gentle. He doesn't sort of rip it off, the elephant chain. He just gently taps it. All right? We're used to it, so we might just want to hold on. But, you know, he gently taps it. And then suddenly we go, oh, I don't actually have to hold on to that sort of sense of inadequacy quite so much, or that insecurity quite so much. We may have heard it many times, many times. But then he's an amazing God, and he just gently tap, 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 tap. And gradually, over time, we actually find that those things, if we just keep coming, all right, just keep turning up, folks. Even if you think half the time maybe your mind's wandering, doesn't matter, God's got you, and he will actually just drop the right thing in that will just tap, tap, tap at that elephant chain. It's the most wonderful thing. Free from. So, that's one thing, free from. But what about free to? So we're free from something. He's freeing us from our elephant chains. What's he actually freeing us to? Have a look at this. We're not just free to do whatever we want. We're free to actually do something specifically that he calls us to. Galatians 5, 13 to 14. You've been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. In other words, hey, I'm free. I no longer have addictions. I'll go and find another one. Bad idea. Bad idea, okay? Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. We have actually been set free, we are being set free from, and we're being set free to. Right. To love others as we love ourselves. So can you see this is a transitioning thing? I'm gradually learning, gradually, again, in this wonderful context of church, to love others as I love myself. Oh, I'm actually starting to learn that it's all right to love others and it's all right to be loved. Do you know one of the little revelations I got when I was putting this together? If you look at Galatians 5, 13 and 14, it says this thing about love, you know, we're free to love people. And there's a little bit he puts in there about things we shouldn't do, which is valid. But if you skip to the next bit that he talks about loving others, he goes straight into the fruit of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. So what this struck me was, we're being set free to love and love ourselves, we're also becoming more lovable. Because what's happening is we become, as we grow in Christ, as the Spirit works in us, he sets all those fruit start to grow in us. And do you know what? It makes it easier for us to love other people, but also makes other people, it easier for them to love us. Do you realize as we stay in church and we just get gradually grow and we hear the word and it grows in us, we're actually becoming more lovable. As well as able to love others, people are going to find it far more easy to love us. Isn't that awesome? So, let's see how this works in practice. Ready? I've just become a Christian, and I know that legally I'm free. But I've got to tell you, I've got all this stuff happening in my world, and it's still, you know, I know that, so I walk in the doors and I sit down. And I may come, I don't know, many times, I may hear things, I may just listen to the word, but then gradually just one little thing says, no, actually, Julia, you know, you are okay, you're all right. Yes, God, you are telling me that you think I'm not a failure, actually. I don't need to fear that thing. I don't need to fear that thing quite so much. I've got one little tap on that elephant chain, all right? Tap, tap, tap. Just breaks it a little bit. Maybe 1% off. Small little bits off, right? What do I do with that 1%? Well, maybe if I then take it and I think, I'm going to actually free too. I'm 1% freedom. I'm going to actually use it I'm in the cafe, I'm going to talk to somebody, or I'm just going to use it to love, or just use it to connect with someone. Someone maybe I don't know. Hi, I'm Julia. What's your name?
Kerry.
Kerry. Oh, hi. Have you been coming for a while? Forever. Oh, okay. Oh, hi. Well, I'm pretty new. I just thought I'd just chat and say hello. Good. That's good. Oh, so free to love. What does that do for me? I had that little connection. Maybe it's only a little 1% on the love thing. What does that do for me? All right. Can you see how he's setting us up for success? How God's setting us up for success? Because as I get that, what does that do to me? Well, it helps me just a little bit with freedom from. Because even though I've got all these things maybe condemning me and telling me I'm not good enough, I'm getting a little bit of that free to love and be loved. And that actually comes over and it actually starts to make me, oh, look, you know, I'm telling myself I've got fear and I'm not good enough, but actually that loving thing, I'm feeling a bit better about myself now. I'm actually free to be, that those things are trying to tell me, free from, increasingly free from. Oh, maybe I'm hearing God saying, I'm okay, I'm all right, he loves me. As Mike said this morning, his love is so big for me. Okay, free from. So I take it back. Can you see the circuit? I'm now interacting more. I'm now connecting more with people. I'm now sort of talking to people more. Free to love and be loved. Back again. Can you see how the circuit, God sets us up for success. God sets us up for success, people. If all we're having to do is turn up, basically. It sounds, you know, I'm not trying to minimize it, but don't get me wrong. But if we are here, we're in his environment, he sets us free from, he sets us free to. Free from, free to. And this is the story of our life. And gradually over time, we're going to find we're a changed person. Just because we're being set free from too. Then one little thing happens, of course. So I come up here, free from, you know, da-da. And my elephant chains clang with somebody else's elephant chains. It's going to happen. We don't want it to, but it's going to. So my rejection clangs with Mike's inadequacy. That's a joke. All right. All right, so supposing this happens in church, right? So clang, clang, something happens, something's said, something's done. And what happens, of course, it's still quite raw on my foot, that elephant chain, so I'm going to be hurt. I might be offended. And I might think, well, I'm not going to stick around here because if that's what these people are like, I'm not staying here because that hurt. All right, that really hurt because it's still sensitive down there. All right, that thing on my leg, it's still, ouch. Don't do that. Please don't just up and go. Please stay. This is what you do, all right? Because I'm going to give you one amazing key here, one amazing key. So if that happens, and it will probably happen at some stage, it's going to happen because everyone's got elephant chains. They're always going to clang. At some stage, they're going to clang. If it happens, can I tell you one thing that works a treat and actually accelerates this wonderful positive cycle? If we can learn at that moment in time to say, oh, God, that really hurt when he said, talk to me like that. I felt really rejected even more. I felt awful. But God, okay, Lord, I'm going to forgive him. I'm going to forgive him. Thank you, God, I don't feel like forgiving him, but I'm going to forgive him. He doesn't deserve it, but I'm going to forgive him anyhow. It doesn't matter, I'm going to do it. Do you know why that works? Because you realize it's not doing anything for his elephant chains, but do you know what it's doing for my elephant chains? If I forgive, do you see what I'm doing? That thing is telling me it's stronger than me. I'm suddenly going, no, actually, I forgave him and I feel good. And so that thing's not quite as strong as it was. And do you know what else it does? It means when I go to this loving part, I'm free to love. Oh, you know, I can do that now. Instead of having that bitterness in my spirit, I'm free to love some more. So what does it do? Sends me back over to free from. So actually that key of forgiveness in the middle, when, not if, sadly, because we've all got them, when we get offended or hurt, if we can just grab it, it goes against every bone in our body, but if we can just use that forgiveness thing, it accelerates this wonderful, wonderful circle that he has set us into and set us free through. He's increasingly setting us free. His heart is towards each and every one of us, and it is that we should know and live in entire freedom. He is a great God. He is a great God. This morning, for each one of us, his heart is that we would know that he loves us, that he is powerful, he is for us, and his heart is to set us free from and to set us free to. And he's going to do it for the rest of our lives. Isn't that awesome?
We hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to respond to this message in any way or would like to talk to one of our pastors, please email us at inquiries@c3bd.com. Or for any more information about our church and the events we have coming up, please go to c3bd.com. Have a great week.